Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional mess maker. And I wanted to share some more fun activity ideas with you this week that connects to what we talked about last week. I want to talk more about silly monsters. This is a topic that kids can learn a lot through and have fun doing it. And I wanted to share five activities with you that you could do with kids throughout the month of October, or specifically around Halloween as a holiday itself. I saw a really fun idea online that was around how some people are actually participating in the holiday. And this is probably something that people have done over the last couple of years, kind of just to keep the fun going with the holiday in spite of all the weird circumstances we found ourselves in. And it was around bringing back the old school home Halloween party. So if you're not keen on taking the kids out trick-or-treating, this is a fun alternative to have fun at home and maybe use technology as a way to connect with people who you're not with physically to share the fun with. I love this idea. So consider throwing a Halloween party at home, where maybe you incorporate some of the activities I'm about to share with you. I think this could be a lot of fun. I remember years ago, I used to actually hold family Halloween parties where we would get together and make spooky inspired foods, and we'd have a costume contest and we'd play some creepy games and we just had a lot of fun. So let's get started with some of these fun Halloween fall inspired activities. Number one, slime. Now in last week's episode, I talked about putting together a robot lab and a mad scientist lab, all really fun long-term projects that kids of all ages have a blast with. It incorporated using loose parts and exploring science and how things work. You can go back and listen to the episode. But one of the additions to the mad scientist lab that I wanted to share with you that I didn't think about then was slime. I came across some really fun additions to slime to tie into all different kinds of things. But specifically for this time of the year, it was talking about ways to make fall-inspired slime and Halloween-inspired slime. And you could do things like adding in googly eyes, which could be an ingredient to one of your magic potions that we talked about last week, labeling it as eye of maybe a specific animal, or eye of newt, which I know is something that is used in spooky literature. So that is also a really great sensory science experience that teaches kids about chemical reaction and science and how ingredients interact with one another And it's just a fun, spooky themed way to learn about science. Number two is Monster Task Challenge. So we're talking about silly monsters. And I talked last week about how you can encourage kids to create silly monsters for a variety of different situations. Perhaps kids are struggling with big emotions, and this could be a fun way to help them work through that. Perhaps they're struggling to learn new things or try new experiences. Silly monsters can encourage kids to overcome some of those fears and other fears as well. And so I want to share this activity with you where you can set it up a couple of different ways. You could set it up as a monster-themed obstacle course or relay race. And you could ask the question to encourage kids to participate in setting up the different challenges, how your monster would. So perhaps one of your tasks is moving certain materials from one spot to another, ultimately to build perhaps a home for your silly monster. And that could actually be a really great obstacle course, setting up different tasks through the course to get kids to a specific spot to build a home for their silly monster. And each challenge in the obstacle course could ask the question, how would your monster use a specific loose part to construct their home? And then they have to carry out that task, finish it, and take the finished product and add it to the space for their monster home. I actually really like that idea, and I might use that one for future use. Number three is silly monster math. And silly monster math asks a really simple question and answers it as well in hopefully several different ways. How many parts? How many parts does your monster need? How many parts does your monster have? Or how many parts does it take to make your monster? And you could use these questions to practice many different kinds of math. Addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, fractions, you name it. And I think that this is another one that would be a whole lot of fun. It would be fun for one child to do. Obviously, in that case, it might be more adult-directed. But it would be a really fun party or group experience as well. And the idea with all of these is that you're tying in a little bit of learning or skill building while the kids are focused on having fun. Now, this one is more of a sensory gross motor art activity. Number four is silly leaf monsters. I posted on social media yesterday a loose parts post and asked what you could turn leaves into. And this activity would encourage kids to first go on a leaf hunt and gather leaves, but then practice turning their leaves into things like animals or bugs or birds or you name it. Maybe reptiles. And it's just a fun activity to use a piece of nature to create something silly and maybe a little bit spooky, which could provoke a lot of questions and further learning. Questions about the leaves and why all leaves are different, why some are different shapes and different sizes and different colors. And perhaps you don't just use leaves, as I'm sitting here again outside, as I usually am when I record most of these episodes. I'm looking at pine trees that, if you took clippings of a pine tree, could make very cool, silly monsters, and be a really fun sensory experience. The pine trees I'm looking at actually have a whole bunch of pine cones. You could simply collect pine cones instead of leaves. I find a lot of different kinds of pine cones, shapes and sizes and colors, in my area, and that could be a fun way to build these silly monsters as well. You could combine things like pine branches and pine cones and leaves from other trees that would make really cool looking silly monsters. Kind of lost my train of thought there, but I think what I was saying is that, you know, I'm surrounded by all different kinds of trees that offer different kinds of learning experiences that could be collected and used to create these fun leaf or tree part silly monsters. I'm seeing maple leaves and, as I said, pine trees and a tree that I don't really know what it is, but the leaves are much smaller and they're rectangular shape. So those could all be collected. The kids get outside, they get some fresh air, they are using their eye-hand coordination and their gross motor skills as they're hiking or walking around outside to collect the different leaves, and then putting those things together to create their silly monsters. And then the last one that I wanted to share with you is stories. Again, stories is a fun experience that you can use over and over and over again. And this works really well for a Halloween party. And it works really well for other holidays as well, which is what I had started to say there. I've done this at Christmas time. I did this last year, actually. Where you can collect different objects and tell a story about each one. And the party participants have to take turns passing bags around of these objects, sticking their hands in the bags and guessing what it is. And then you create like a group Mad Lib story, because then the story goes around and everyone gets to create their own version by filling in the blank with their own individual answer, which by the end of it is a whole lot of fun, because the person who is narrating the story has already filled in their blanks with a specific answer, but then everyone else gets to fill in their blanks with their own answer. So they get their own version of the story that is narrated by the person who is telling it, which is just a lot of fun, like I said. And it can be a really funny but really gross experience as well, depending on what objects you choose to represent the different parts that are talked about in the story. And with something like silly monsters, you could get into some really interesting things. Some of the things we've used in the past were cooked spaghetti that represented hair. What else did we use? Rocks that represented coal or... We used hard-boiled eggs that represented eyeballs. You get the idea. And again, you can use it for different holidays, and it's just a fun group social activity that is a critical thinking and sensory experience, and it's just a lot of fun. But you can take stories in a different direction. You can get kids to tell stories about their silly monster. Things that bring their silly monster to life, that give their silly monster a personality, and give their silly monster a purpose. Now, obviously, you might want to combine silly monster stories with an activity of actually making a silly monster, or perhaps you make it a sensory experience and you put a bunch of loose parts in a sensory bin or a sensory table and encourage the kids to pick and choose different loose parts and create a silly monster and tell a story about their silly monster and why they chose the parts that they did as they create a story for their silly monster. And this is a great way to use critical thinking, but you can also get older kids to practice writing and get them to write their story down as they tell it. So that is either long-term project, you would break it into multi-day parts, or an all-day activity experience that you could use to learn different subjects, to practice different skills, however you want to go about engaging in creating stories around your silly monsters. These are just some fun ideas that I came up with that I thought could put a twist on what might be a unique Halloween experience this year. And who knows, maybe these ideas inspire you to make them part of a new Halloween tradition going forward. Now, I also want to encourage the adults listening to this podcast, because you can use these ideas to create a new Halloween tradition with family and friends. You can use these activities in the future when you are gathering in groups and holding celebrations and incorporate these ideas and maybe tweak them a little bit to inspire and encourage older children, teenagers, and adults to be excited to participate, as well as younger kids. As I said, it was some years ago that we did this in my family, but we were still all adults, and we all had a blast with it. It was fun, it was creepy, it was icky, but it was a fun learning experience nonetheless, and it was very entertaining as well. And people of all ages actually had a really good time with it. So I hope you enjoy these ideas as well. And obviously you're going to put your own spin on them. But keeping in mind that there is learning and skill building involved in all of these activities as well. And so it's a great way to get kids engaged in doing something and experiencing something that they might not otherwise get the chance to do, but they're learning something and taking something away from the experience at the same time. So that is what I have for you this week. I also want to encourage you, if you like these ideas and you want even more ideas that are more of a learning experience or activities that are set out for a learning purpose, you can head over to thecreativecampusonline.com and you can check out my Silly Monsters theme. I will do my best to link to that theme directly in the description of today's episode as well. But that theme actually gives you 30 days worth of silly monster fun that practices math and science and language and gross motor and small motor skills and a whole bunch of other things. And it's just a lot of fun. You can tweak the activities for older kids, for younger kids. You could even probably tweak it and, as I said, make it part of your new holiday tradition and do them with adults as well. I also wanted to invite you to join both my Boredom Busters and my live lesson experiences where I share activities just like the ones I shared in today's episode in a virtual live experience where I actually go through and show you how to put the activities together and actually use them. And it's a fun way for us all to gather online and exchange ideas and in real time tweak the activities that I tend to share in these episodes. So you can also find links to those experiences at thecreativecampusonline.com. I want to thank you for joining me this week. I hope you'll come back next week when I will have another fun learning and skill building topic to dive into together. If it is bright and sunshiny where you are, like it is in my neck of the woods, I hope you get out and enjoy some of this sunshine as well. Until next time, have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.